This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, September 11th. Well, cattle markets yesterday bouncing back as we chopped back and forth throughout the week. It looked like the market was going to start to head south after Wednesday's trade, but then you come back on Thursday and the market was higher pretty much all day, and not a huge amount, but pulling away from those lows that were established last week. So it's encouraging to see the market find support. It looks like we're establishing a pretty solid base of support and from which the market can move higher. Now, hogs, of course, are helping with that. They were limit up yesterday and they're limit up again. They were more than limit up earlier today. There is a report of a hog being killed in Germany, a wild hog that tested positive for the African swine fever. So we see that disease showing up again. It's not unusual to see that in Eastern Europe, and but that's what just decimated the Chinese hog herd, and we sure don't want to see that happen again. But if that's the case, and this is what was kind of spilling over into the cattle market, was if you have another outbreak there, China will go on a buying spree like you've never seen, even as much as it was before, if not more. And they'll come for pork, of course, and that they would also come for beef. So we're finding an element of support in the beef space because of that report. Now, who knows? It takes more than one hog to create an epidemic, but nevertheless, just the fact that they found another one kind of put the fear across the complex in these traders. In the meantime, in the cattle space, we have a cash trade developing, quite a few numbers traded, certainly by far enough to establish the cash. At around 101, which is down 2 from last week, dress trade around 161 is also down 2. Box beef values were weaker yesterday. Choice down 212 at 221. Select down 19 cents at 207. The spread was down 193 at 1351. Movement 198 loads. So cash trade a little bit weak, and at the same time, you've got this chatter about potential business down the road offering some support. We're also still in the window of tight market-ready cattle. And of course, from the massive drop in placements that we saw in March and April, you know, we're still working our way through those tight numbers. But as we turn the corner into October, especially as you get deeper into mid-October, then you're going to see a lot more cattle coming into the market, you know, into the pipeline. And weights are likely going to be pretty strong as well. These are going to be heavier framed animals because they were kept on grass for a little bit longer, placed later. Well, a lot of reasons to think that you're going to have more weight, more beef production on at the same time that you got an increase in actual numbers. So I think we just need to be ready for that. And, you know, the market had the gap lower here a couple weeks ago. I think we're headed to test that gap. And certainly the higher the enthusiasm from the hogs and just the general getting a bit of a correction could easily take us there. But to get beyond that, I think it's going to be pretty tough to do. So we'll see where we go, but that's kind of my take on the market. The feeder cattle cash index was up 12 cents. That's, of course, the moving average. It's sitting at 141.10. The September front month futures are at 139.80, so we're still about $1.30 above the futures on the cash index. And that should help support at least the front month futures as well. So I look for seasonals to kind of get reversed here, flip-flop. We normally get a low in August. Well, obviously that didn't happen. Looks like that's going to turn out to be my guess is it's a longer term high. And that the market has come back down here. It's testing the breakouts from last spring and early summer. So far, we're holding. So that should suggest that we would get a bounce and come back up and test those gap areas. That's what I'm expecting to see in this market over the next week or two. But then I think as you get into October, if unemployment hasn't improved, then I think there's just another leg down coming in this beef space as we work our way into late fall and into the winter months. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.